poll, Trump favorability ticks up in wake of indictment. By Hannah Blow on April 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's favorability has ticked up over the course of the last week, a Morning Consult survey released Monday found. The survey showed Trump topping the hypothetical 2024 Republican presidential primary field in terms of favorability, as 77% have a favorable view of the former president. That is up from the 76% recorded last week. 21% have an unfavorable view, the same as last week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis comes in second place with 73% viewing him favorably, compared to 12% who view him unfavorably. 7% have heard of him but have no opinion, and another 7% have never heard of him. Only two other individuals listed saw a favorability over 50%, former Vice President Mike Pence, 61%, and former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, 51%. However, Pence has the second to highest unfavorable rating of all those listed, as over one quarter, 28%, view him unfavorably. Others listed appear to suffer from a lack of name recognition. 40%, for example, have never heard of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, and 36% say the same as Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Anti-woke businessman, Vivek Ramaswamy, suffers the greatest from a lack of recognizability, as 54% said they have never heard of him. Meanwhile, 50% have an unfavorable view of former Representative Liz Cheney. The survey was taken March 31 to April 2, 2023, among 3,488 potential GOP primary voters. It has a +/2% margin of error and comes as Trump remains in New York ahead of his Tuesday arraignment. Trump Force One lands in NYC for his arraignment. The former president had quite the send-off of Monday, as crowds of supporters wished the president well as he departed Mar-a-Lago. Watch, the state of this country, Donald Trump leaves Mar-a-Lago to fly to NYC for arraignment. Trump's campaign fundraising has soared to $7 million in the wake of the indictment, according his senior advisor Jason Miller. $4 million came through in the 24 hours following news of the indictment. According to Miller, one quarter of those contributions were from individuals who have never given to his campaign. The average contribution is $34, Miller told Breitbart News Saturday. It's regular people, it's small-dollar donors. For a quarter of these to be brand new people. That to your point, Matt, these are the Democrats and the independents, who always thought, man, this is, you know, I like what Trump's doing. Maybe sometimes I listen to the media too much, or say that, you know, I get swayed by them. But these are people saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough of the rigged system, the partisan witch hunt. I'm gonna go and make my voice heard for President Trump.